God will pay us visits. Send His angels. Amen. I had God wake me up, and several times recently I've woke, amen, an hour or two earlier than I'm supposed to get up, and God's talking to me. Amen. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. And he said unto me, "What seest thou?" And I said, "I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof, and the two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof." So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, "What are these, my Lord?" Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, "Knowest thou not what these be?" And I said, "No, my Lord." Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you." I'm going to read one more scripture here as a jumping off point. Amen. In the New Testament, Romans chapter 8, 31. Most people probably can quote it. "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you this evening for the privilege to be in the house of the Lord, for the honor that we have, Lord, to be a part of the kingdom of God. Oh, for the wonderful privilege, Lord, that we have to walk and talk with you, for the promises that you have given us in your word, that the word of God declares of itself, or yea and amen to them that believe. Thank you, sir, that you are a God that said unto us, "Have I not spoken, and shall I not bring it to pass?" Lord, your will and your word, God, set forth, God, to encourage us. May we walk with that courage. May we live in it. And may it, God, abide in us and work in us. And may we know, sir, that nothing is greater than the grace of God. Nothing is mightier than God working in us. May we speak as the oracle of thee. And may your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Everybody said amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I love this passage of Scripture. It was a time of transition. Amen. And upheaval. Amen. And God had sent His man, amen, to deal with the problem at hand. Amen. The house of the Lord had been ravaged. Amen. And torn. And I mean, they had laid a foundation. They had started the work. Amen. And it looked like they got kind of disappointed, got sidetracked. Amen. And kind of got off. Amen. But God tapped his prophet on the shoulder and said, "Look here, I want you to write a letter. Amen. I want you to set some things in order. I want you to tell Zerubbabel something. Amen. That it's not all on him. Amen. Yeah, part of it is, yes. But God said, I want you to encourage him. Amen. And one of the prophets rebuked him and said, "You live in your sealed houses. And, amen, you finished your personal places of dwelling. But the house of the Lord standing out there, just a foundation and no walls, no top, no roof." Amen. And God said, you know, I think God's saying, "Hey, don't you think that I feel a little bit slighted about that?" Amen. But and God said, "Look here, if I can get somebody stirred up, amen, I'll give you grace to get the job done." Hello? Amen. Aren't you glad that God, amen, doesn't lead us into work and then leave us? Amen. Matter of fact, the Word of God says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Amen. The Apostle Paul said, amen, being that God has said He would never leave us nor forsake us, amen, so that we may boldly say, "The Lord is our helper." Amen. My. And I want to tell you, that helper is not the one doing the little bit of the help. Amen. It's God is helping me do my part and doing His as well. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, if God don't do that, nothing is going to get done that needs to be done. But if we will give God the opportunity, amen, it'll be like He said by the prophet Isaiah, "I will work, who shall let it?" Amen. Who will give me an opportunity? Amen. Who will make the provision? Amen. So that I can work and so that I can move and so that I can perform the impossible. Amen. Hallelujah. So here in this passage of Scripture, God is giving Zerubbabel, through Zechariah, writing a vision and a revelation. And that vision and revelation involves the candelabra with seven golden lamps. Amen. By God's number of completeness, and amen, is seven. Amen. God's number of that, amen, says it's a complete work of God. Amen. I want us to see, amen, that the Word of God says that seven lamps and the olive trees on the right and the left. Amen. And we all know what the Word of God and what it symbolizes, that golden oil that comes down through those golden pipes, amen, into that bowl. Out of that bowl it goes and it feeds each of those seven lamps, amen, that are burning there, supplying oil to keep the lamps burning. Amen. That supply does not come from man. It comes from God. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. God's always got enough grace. Amen. I believe where the Apostle Paul writes in the book of Romans and says, where sin doth abound, grace doth the more abound. Come on, brother. And I got a little news for you. That more is not just a little bit of more. It's a whole lot of more. Hello? Come on with me. Amen. It's enough more that we can sing that song with that old brother. I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup is overflowed. Amen. God's grace is sufficient. Amen to God. Open the task at hand. Hallelujah. And so God's never sent anybody except God by His grace has supplied what is needed, and not in a stingy fashion, but overflowing, packed down, pressed down, and overrunning. Amen. Hallelujah. God always gives you enough to put the devil where he belongs if we will just simply obey what God said. Amen. Here, amen, God is trying to encourage. Amen. He's showing the man that it's not going to be by man's ability or man's power. And he's talking about the word. He cries, grace, grace under that headstone. I want to tell you, what is that? That's typically, amen, signifying, amen, the death of the obstacle that is hindering. Come on with me. Amen. I can tell you, David, amen, by God's grace and by God's might, amen, took down Goliath, amen, and with Goliath's own sword, removed his head, amen, from his body. Amen. Come on with me. That wasn't David's ability. That's the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of people say, well, I can tell you, they laid that sword up in the house of God, and a few years down the road, amen, David would be on the run. He comes to that house of God. He's hunting. He asked that priest, amen, do you have a weapon? He said, I got a sword. Ain't none like it in the land. Amen. It's the sword of Goliath. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Obeying God. I can tell you, we lay things up, amen, for down the road. Amen. God's grace works now, and it'll work down the highway. Amen. When you need it. Amen. Thank God. Amen. If we will obey God. Amen. We can run forth with that headstone of what has been our enemy and what has been our hindrance. And we can say, grace, grace, by the grace of God. Amen. The Apostle Paul, amen, said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Here in Romans, we quoted, if you read through Romans chapter 8, you read, at the finish of this writing, the Apostle Paul in this eighth chapter, amen, neither height nor depth, principality nor powers, things present nor things to come, nor any other creature, amen, is able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And I love this 31st verse. What shall we then say to these things? Amen. It don't matter what the devil does. It don't matter what he says. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Many times the devil works real hard, amen, to get the children of God to forget what God said. Amen. And to remember, amen, the promises of God. And that God said, amen, I can tell you by my God. Amen. The Word of God said, by my God,
We shall do valiantly. Oh, hallelujah. I can tell you, amen, by God's grace, we can walk on that enemy. Amen to God. We can overcome what the world says you can't overcome. You can overcome what that, amen, that fault-finding Christian or professing Christian says can't be done. Amen. That someone, come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you the reason folks, his glasses half empty is because they hadn't been talking to God and they hadn't been listening to what God says. Amen. If they had been, amen, they'd have had a glass that was running over and their, amen, their face would shine, amen, with the joy of God. Amen to God. Come on with me. And they'd have a victory over the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know if I can overcome him at all. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I have declared unto thee in the Great Commission, behold, which was I read of thee this morning. Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Behold, I say unto thee, I give you power to tread upon serpents and upon dragons. And behold, if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. Behold, I say unto thee, to them that will hearken and obey me and walk in my grace, shall I not cause you to triumph, saith the Lord, even as my servant Paul declared unto his day. Thanks be unto God that always giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Amen. What shall we then say? If God be for us. Amen. Many times we have, amen, allowed the dark clouds of trials. Amen. And the enemy smoke screens. Amen. To obscure and rob us of the promises of God. Amen. I was going home some time ago when God, amen, gave me this message. And, amen, I was listening to that song. He's nothing greater than grace. Amen. And I said, you, God got to dealing with my heart. Amen. And when he said, nothing greater. I don't care what it is. Amen. You know, I've talked to a lot of people before. I just can't seem to, amen, get over this or that or the other. Amen. I said, my, why don't you let the grace of God, amen, have its way in your life. Amen. If we allow the grace of God to work. Amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you that man is not a match for the smallest problem in his life. Amen. Or her life, whoever that we are. Amen. But I'm telling you, God is more, amen, than able, amen, to break every chain. Amen. To cause us to walk in triumph. Amen. That enemy will get you, amen, down and out. He'll get you to the place he'll tell you it's going to be that way forever. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. Amen. My wife's been sick. I was in there this morning praying. Amen. Sat on that couch. Amen. Got to talking to God. God said, why don't you get up? Go get that oil in there, Brother Isaac give you. Amen. Anoint her with oil and pray for her. Amen. God said, I'll take care of it. Come on with me. Amen to God. Well, I got up and got the oil. Amen. Come on. God don't tell you things just to sit down and think about it. He tells you those things so you can get up and move. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, put that all on. Amen. Felt the master come. Come on with me tonight. Amen. If you listen, God directs you. Amen. And when God says, amen, he'll do something, you go ahead and hang on to it. Amen. I thought about, amen, when with Brother Joe, amen, things on instantly. Come on with Brother Joe. I thought about that little woman in Wigglesworth meeting. Amen. Got a big old garter hanging up there on the side of her neck. Amen. She's on a Monday night. Amen. She gets prayer. Amen. She thanks God, stands up and testifies. Amen. On that night, I thank God for healing. Hey, let's go on her. Amen. Coming back Tuesday night, daughter still there. She stands up and gives a thanks, amen, to God again for healing her of that daughter. Amen. By Wednesday night, folks are ready to, amen, to have a talk with her. Amen. And so she stands up, got the daughter again. Amen. And still thanks God. Comes back Thursday night and it's gone. Amen. Come on. Oh, I can tell you, she done got the healing. Amen. The devil. Amen. Come on with me. Sometimes you got to walk. Come on. The word of God. The judge shall live by his faith. Amen. Amen. Not by sight. Amen. I won't believe God no matter what these eyes see. No matter what somebody's saying in my ear. Amen. I'm going to hold on to what God said. I'm going to believe His Word. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, if all I never see is have faith in is what I see, I ain't never going to get anywhere with God. Amen. The grace of God don't work that way. Amen. Seeing is not believing, but believing is seeing. Amen. I got to believe God above everything my eyes see, everything my natural senses. Come on, we don't walk by, amen, we don't walk by, amen, our natural senses. We do. We're no different than anybody else in the world. Amen. Come on. Brother Skinner said we are spiritual people. Amen. Come on, but spirit-filled people. Amen. That means we don't act like everybody else. Amen. We don't go by the same senses. Amen. We walk on a higher level. Come on with me. Amen. We can hear things they can't hear. Amen. We know things they can't know. Amen. We can see things they can't see. Amen. Why? Because the Spirit of God, amen, is revelating it. Oh, I got to walk by the Spirit of God. Amen. Else I ain't never getting anywhere with God. Amen. But if I walk with God, amen, I can tell you He can lead us into deeper depths and higher heights. Amen. And we can go places that, listen, if I got to go where I can see it. But if I don't have revelation, I can't go there. Amen. But if the Holy Ghost is revealing, amen, glory, come on. Now I'm going to tell you that enemy's going to come and he's going to use them natural eyes. He's going to use them natural senses and he's going to try to bring that human logic into play. Amen. But I'll tell you a little secret. If all you ever walk by is human logic, all you'll ever achieve is human ability. That's all you'll ever arrive at. Amen. But if we, that's why old Peter said, let that mind that was in Christ, amen, dwell also in you. Amen. That mind is not something that dwells in our head. Amen. It works in our spirit. Amen. It's Christ. Amen. He's directing. Amen. I can tell you the mind of a man is to be controlled, or a woman, or a boy, or a girl. That's what the Word of God says, by the Spirit that dwelleth in us. Amen. Casting down every high thought and imagination that exalteth itself against God. Amen. Listen, I can tell you, God starts to work, and the devil starts to work as well, and he'll rise up in that mind and try to cast down what God's doing in the Spirit. Hear me? Amen. He'll go to trying to bring natural reasoning into play. Amen. Brother Wigglesworth, why wouldn't it bother you when you popped that man in the stomach and all of his vital signs went away and that doctor's a screaming bloody murder at you? Amen. He said, I'm not moved by what I see, but what I believe. Amen. Come on. It's what's at work in my spirit. Amen. That moves me. Oh, glory to God. I can tell you, I can say, hey, come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you, look at here. Amen. If you believe like you've been believing, son, amen, after a while, you'll see the heavens open and you'll see angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. I'll give you an open vision. I'll cause you to see things that nobody else is seeing. Woo! Come on here, Brother Joe. And I can tell you, we begin to see those things, we go to doing what nobody else is doing. Hello? I believe that's what God's after for His church. God ain't after a bunch of religious folk. Amen. Jesus came to try to deliver a bunch of religious folks. Amen. The Pharisees were religious folks. Amen. They needed something more than religion. Amen. That's what I told the Lord. Well, what's the difference, Brother Joe? I said, I can tell you there's a lot of difference between religion, amen, and having good old-fashioned salvation. Amen. Experience with God, walking in the Spirit of God. Amen. God talking, and you and I listening and obeying God. Amen. Then God takes an earthen vessel. Amen. And we hear what the prophet or the apostle Paul said. Amen. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the glory thereof may be unto God and not unto men. Hallelujah. What's he saying? Amen. God takes an old earthen vessel. Amen. Sanctifies it by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Fills it with His Spirit. Amen. Gives it knowledge and revelation. Amen. My. And pours in that. And out comes the glory and the work of God. Amen. So that God gets the glory. One that looks, Peter and John said, look at here, boy. Amen. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus. Rise, take up your bed and walk. Amen. That man a little bit slow on the process. Old Peter gets him by the hand. Amen. And the Word of God said immediately. Amen. What's going on, Brother Joe? Well, they know immediately it ain't Peter and John doing this. Immediately his feet and ankles get strength. Amen. Here stands up a man, been there a long time. Come on, it was God's time. Jesus had passed by that very way more than once. Amen. But it wasn't time. Come on with Brother Joe. God's got a time and a place for everything. Amen. He's got an order. Amen. My, all God's wanting me to do, amen, is get subjected to Him. Hear His voice. Be led by His Spirit. Amen. And when the time comes, amen, God will direct. And the Spirit will come. Come on with me. Amen. That man picks that bed up. Amen. Runs off through Solomon's porch, leaping and shouting. It's the seventh day. Amen. Them religious folks is all angry and trying to find fault. Amen. They're not thankful because a man has been, amen, crippled for years, has suddenly been able, amen, by the power of God, amen, to get up and carry his bed around and shout. Oh, glory to God. Glory! Hallelujah! I'm glad to know tonight, amen, that God's still the same God. Hallelujah! No matter where you are, no matter what time it is, what country you're in, amen, what nationality, He's the same God. Amen. I'm getting more than I can preach. I ain't got nowhere yet. Amen. The Word of God says in the book of Luke, chapter 2 and verse 40, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with the wisdom and the grace of God was upon him. Amen. We all know this is Christ. My, I can tell you the Word of God says in the first chapter of the book of John, amen, he said that the law came by Moses, but grace, amen, I'm telling you, that grace and that peace came by Jesus Christ. My, I'm telling you, and he said have received grace and grace for grace. Understand, Brother Joe, tonight, amen, there are three great graces that work in the life of the believer. Faith, hope, and love, or charity, whichever one you want to call it. Amen. That word charity is translated the agape, or the pure love of God, the godly love. Amen. That's a selfless love. Amen. That is devoted first toward God, and second of all, toward all humanity. Amen to God. Out of those three graces, amen, love being the principle, amen, now about it, faith, hope, charity, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But the greatest of these is charity. Amen. I'm going to tell you, amen, the love is the great commandment. It is the great grace of God. Amen. I can tell you, we love God like God said. Amen. And that grace of God has to work in us in order for us to love God. I can't love God. I can't love my fellow man except that God's grace is at work in my life. Amen. But if God's grace is at work, amen, we can do what the Bible says and I can love my enemies. Amen. Come on. He didn't say I love them either. He said, love them. By the way, there's a difference between saying you love somebody and really loving them. Amen. A lot of folks tell you, amen, a lot of young girls been rent because some scoundrels told him he loved them. Amen. When he didn't love them. Amen. He's just telling them that so that, amen, he can have his way. Come on. God's not that way. God's love is a pure and a holy love. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants us to love Him in that same fashion. I love you, Lord. Amen. Every time I get on love, I can't help but remember Brother Bonzi Cooley's testimony. I hear it as plain as he was standing here tonight and testifying. Amen. Truly, brothers and sisters, I love the Lord because He first loved me. Amen. Oh, my God. Amen. I tell you, I can't understand, amen, how God could love in such a fashion. But I'm glad that He did, and He does. Amen. And likewise, God wants us to love in the same fashion. If Christ lives in us, amen, by His grace, amen, and by His Spirit, amen, He can love through us just like He did. Amen, did when He came to Calvary, and just like He did with His 12 apostles, amen, when He walked the shores of the Sea of Galilee. Amen. Let me hurry. Grace of God was upon Him. John 1 and 14, the words made flesh dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory, and the glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. My. Amen. You understand with Brother Joe. Amen. That the reason that the gospel is such good news is because of the grace of God. Amen. Most of us understand it. If you research the word grace in its rudimentary definition, it simply means unmerited favor. Amen. Unmerited favor. Now, come on, Brother Joe. If I got to merit God's favor, then I'm never going to have it. Amen. Why? Because I never can, amen, reach that place of meriting the favor of the grace of God. Amen. There's only one way to have the grace of God, and that is through Christ Jesus. Amen. Oh, come on with me. Amen. Because of Christ, amen, I can have the grace of God at work in my life and in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. No, listen. When the grace of God is at work, amen, it's a transforming thing. Amen. It changes us. Amen. We can sing that old song. I've been changed. Amen. I've been newborn. All my life has been rearranged. What a difference it made when the Lord's come and stayed. Amen. By the grace of God. Amen. It teaches us denying ungodliness and worldly lust. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly. Amen. Not in heaven, but in this present world. Amen. Because if I don't allow the grace of God, amen, to work in me here, I'm never going to walk over there. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. But oh, listen, I got to get where I'm going. I'll try to hurry you again and not hold you long tonight. Amen. It is the grace of God that delivered us in the beginning. Amen. Had it not been for God's grace, where would we have been? Amen. Listen, the law come, but it's not a complete thing. What do you mean, Brother Joe? Amen. The law simply makes me aware of my need, amen, of God's grace. Hello? Come on. God, there's a purpose for the law. Amen. Nowadays, folks want to do away with the law. If you do away with the law, amen, then you do away with the very thing that reveals the need of grace. Amen. Come on with me. And if a man doesn't know, amen, he's guilty and needs the grace of God, he never can achieve or arrive at a place of having the grace of God. Amen. Come on with me. Thank God for the law. Amen. That shows me the perfection of Christ. Amen. And makes me to know, amen, at my best estate, I'm altogether vanity. Amen. My. What does that mean? Amen. I'm weighing the balance, found warning within myself. Never, amen, can I have, amen, God's approval, amen, within my ability. But thanks be to God, God didn't leave it that way. Amen. He sent the Lamb of God, amen, to die. And the Word of God says it like this. Amen. He became sin for us that we might become, amen, I'm telling you, the righteousness of God by Him. Amen. Thank God for unmerited favor that Jesus came and He took my place. Amen. He paid my sin debt. Amen. He's covered me in the blood. Amen. So that the Spirit of God, amen, can move into my heart. Amen. And that my heart is my spirit and my soul. Amen. And there He can birth in you and I by the Spirit that new man. Amen. The Apostle Paul says, amen, circumcision or uncircumcision doesn't matter. Amen. What matters is a new creature. In other words, he's saying rituals are never going to achieve. Amen. Man's actions, amen, can never bring about, amen, what God's after. Amen. But I'm telling you, if we'll allow the grace of God, I heard the Apostle Paul say, I don't frustrate the grace of God. What's he saying? I ain't letting self get in the way. Amen. I remember who I am. I remember who Christ is. Amen. Oh, listen. If we forget that, we'll thrust self into place where all you do is mess everything up. Amen. But if I keep self on that cross and let Christ dwell in my heart, amen, I'm telling you, the grace of God, amen, can bring us, amen, from the depths to the highest heights. Amen. Can give us ability we could never have had. Amen. Within our and can cause us to walk in places, amen, we could never have walked. Hallelujah. Whew. I feel like having church. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I thank God for His grace. I understand something. Amen. If God, amen, don't work that grace in us, amen, we will live just as, when I say normal, amen, I mean just as fleshly a life as we can live. That's as far as we'll ever get. Amen. That's a lot of what is wrong, amen, with the professing church today. they have removed, amen, the fullness of what God is after. Amen. And they have been satisfied, amen, with the letter rather than the Spirit. Come on. Come on. And Brother Joe, if you know Brother Joe, you know that Brother Joe is the Word preacher. Amen. I believe in the Word of God. Amen. I believe that there's an order. Hey, there's three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. Amen. Come on. I'm telling you, amen, that Word has a place. Amen. There is a pattern, amen, that God has exhibited, amen, throughout the Word of God. Amen. With the Word of God, amen, modern revivals have totally, amen, brought to shams the pattern of true revival. Amen. The Word of God was preached, amen, Old Testament and New Testament in your Bible. Amen. The Word of God is preached. Amen. Men, women, boys, and girls believe the Word of God. Amen. Then the Spirit of God comes, amen, and begins the transformation of man. Amen. Like that Word of God has already declared, and the will and the purpose of God is in this book. Amen to God. My. Amen. And we'll let the Spirit of God, amen, have reign. Amen. The grace of God, amen, that it works by to come in the beginning. Amen. Will change us. Amen. My God. Apostle Paul said, have I labored over you in vain? Amen. Church of Galatia. Amen. I do toil in my spirit and pray, amen, for you that that Christ will be formed in you. My. He understood. Oh, foolish Galatians, amen, who hath bewitched you that you can believe, amen, that what was begun in the Spirit can now be made perfect in the flesh. Amen. I can tell you what the Spirit begins, the Spirit has to finish. Amen. My life started in the Spirit. Yours, if you're born again, amen, listen, starts in the Spirit. Come on. If it's gonna, amen, have a fullness, when it's recorded, makes complete, means to bring into fruition, amen, a life that is more than just a word. It is a living proof, amen. It is a manifestation of God, amen. If what was born, I've started in the Spirit, amen. I can tell you my life and now your life will only be brought into that fruition if the Spirit of God, the same Spirit that birthed us into the kingdom, also by the grace of God, amen, grows us, revelates to us, leads us, enables us. Amen. My. Woo, hallelujah. So let me hurry. Hey, but John 1:16, and his fullness all have all we received, and grace for grace. Amen. Listen, I love that transformation, grace for grace. Amen. By the grace of God comes. Amen. Come on. And that grace works grace in us. Amen. That's the whole purpose of God. Amen. To hear some folks today, amen, that God can come and work and no change is made in the life. Amen. Something is dreadfully wrong with that. Amen. The grace of God doesn't come, amen, just to give me grace and leave me in an untransfigured, untransformed state. Amen. But it comes with that grace to begin that process. Amen. Those children sang that song. He's still working on me. Amen. My. Amen. Today, listen, if you and I don't let God keep on working on us, amen, we are frustrating the grace of God. Amen. We can't grow. We can never get to a place of maturity. Amen. Come on. That's also translated perfection in your Bible. Amen. When that perfect man, that mature person, amen, mature simply means we arrive at a place of fruit bearing. Amen. Come on. How many of us like to keep trees around, amen, that only started a fruit and never bring it to the place where you can go out and pluck it off and eat it? Amen. I've told a story a few times about one of my pear trees, and amen, that thing for several years, amen, it put fruit on it, bloomed, it's pretty, it loaded up with little pears, and amen, they didn't get very big before that thing get fire blighted. Amen. Don't you know what fire blight looks like? The leaves look like they turn black. Amen. It looks like you just set the thing on fire. Amen. It'd get fire blight and all the pears would fall off of it. Amen. That went on for 3 or 4 years. Amen. Finally, I walked up to that tree. I was just talking to myself. Amen. I didn't know maybe that tree was listening. Amen. I was talking. I said, one more year. Amen. You don't make no pears. Amen. I'm going to get that shovel out. I'm going to dig down a few feet in this ground. I'm going to chop them roots off, haul you out there to that pile where I burn. Amen. All them dead limbs. Come on. Amen. I'm telling you, that pear tree made pears like you wouldn't believe. And it's made pears every year since. I said, if I'd know that, I'd have threatened that tree a long time. Oh, boy, I did. Come on. Woo! Every branch, amen, that beareth, said he purges it, amen, that it may bring forth more fruit. Amen. I may get a little satisfied where I'm at. God said He ain't though. Amen. Come on. That's where the grace of God's. Amen. And listen, if the grace of God's at work, it's never a place of arriving at satisfaction in the kingdom of God. Amen. When God gets us in one place, He's got a higher place for us. Amen. I believe the Word of God says we go on and on into the perfect day. Amen. Wigglesworth said about ever-increasing faith. Amen. That we grow, by increasing. Amen. God's not in the business of stalemated, dying things. Amen. He's in the business of things that continue to grow. I don't know if that's possible. It is not in the flesh. It ain't even thought possible to begin. But with God, it's different. Whoa! Hallelujah. Well, glory. Let me hurry. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified, amen. Thank God for justification. By faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have received, also have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Amen. Listen, this grace that, amen, that God give us, that will grow us, amen, that will transform us, amen, that will fill us, that will thrill us, amen, and that will make us productive, amen. One day, come on, Brother Joe, one day this grace is going to bring me, amen, all the way into that celestial city. Come on. I said, one day this grace is going to bring me all the way home. Whoa! Amen. I started by grace. Going to finish by grace. Amen to God. My. Amen. If I let the grace of God prevail in my life, God will carry us on mountain peaks. He'll carry us through valleys where nobody can live and make us productive. He'll make us bloom like the lily in the Bequieta. He'll make us bloom like that lily in the valley. Amen. He'll carry us through the burning fire, furnace. And the smell of smoke will not hang around. He'll lead us through the lion's den and bring us out when the lions can't eat you. Come on with me tonight. And in the end, amen, He said, I'll present you unblameable, unreprovable in my sight. I don't know about you, but I kind of like that idea. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh. Ooh. Behold, what I have begun, I hear my word, saith the Lord. That which I have begun, I will finish it, saith the Lord. Behold, what I say unto thee, it is imperative upon thee that thou frustrate not the grace of God, that you allow my grace to work, that you set forth before me in submission and in humility, that I may work in you that which is my purpose and my will. And I say unto thee, to whom will let it, to those that will give opportunity, I will work, saith the Lord. I will transform, I will build, I will lead you, even as I led the children of Israel. I will defend you, I will comfort you, I will strengthen you, I will anoint your head with oil, I'll set a table before you in the presence of the enemy, saith the Lord. I'll anoint your head, I'll run your cup over, saith the Lord. In the end, I'll present you as a chaste virgin bride unto myself, saith the Lord. Amen. Just as surely as it is impossible to arrive in heaven without the grace of God, it is impossible to start that journey without the grace of God. And it is impossible to continue that journey outside of God's grace. Amen. My message that on the title was simply this tonight. Nothing is greater than God's grace. Nothing. Amen. It don't matter what the devil says. It don't matter how many enemies may arise. It don't matter how many times the devil comes to you and tells you it's impossible. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. How many times he comes and says you ain't nothing but a big old failure? Come on. Ask me what I tell the devil when he says, I've tried. I'm a failure. Amen. Within myself. But God's not a failure. Amen. We're talking about two different things here, Lucifer. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. He'll come tell you everything in the book to discourage you. Amen. If he can't get you to buy that, amen, he'll bring something else. Amen. But the Word of God, amen, is clear. Amen. The grace of God gives us ability over every power of the enemy. Come on with me. You may be praying about things. Amen. These things I've prayed about for a long time. Amen. I'm still praying. Amen. Come on. Amen. I'm still praying. I walk sometimes talking to God. Amen. I said, Lord, I know I've been talking about this for a while, but I'm still right here. Amen to God. Oh, hallelujah. Be not weary in well-doing. Amen. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Oh, hallelujah. God said, if you won't give up, He won't give out. Amen to God. Just hold on. Walk by the grace of God. It'll sustain you. Amen. Wherever that she may lead you, it'll carry you through the darkest valleys. Amen. He'll carry you through the biggest trials. But He'll, amen, keep you, amen, and deliver you in the end. Hallelujah. Father, tonight I thank you. I'm going to stop right here. Amen. I thank you for grace. God, grace that is bigger than all the devils. Grace that is bigger than all of his lies and all of his mockery. Grace that is bigger than all of this world's temptations. God, grace that is mightier. No matter how deep in sin that child may be, or that relative may be, God, or that friend may be, you are greater than all the power of the enemy. Sir, let us, God, then keep hold of you. Let us, God, walk in the revelation that your grace will give us. Amen. That we may see a God that is mightier than the mighty, greater than the great. God that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That's your grace at work in us will cause us to keep that revelation and walk in that revelation and live in that revelation and reap that revelation in the time appointed. Amen. Even as Joseph kept a hold of the dreams you gave him and in the end seized the fruit thereof and the manifestation as it comes to pass. Let us, God, be faithful and walk by grace and walk this walk with you and finish this fight. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Let's close in prayer tonight. Amen. Nothing's greater than the grace of God. I don't care how many lies the devil tells, he's a liar. I don't care what he says to you, he's a liar from the beginning. Amen. And if you and I will hold on to God, amen, God's word will come to pass. He said, have I not spoken and shall I not bring it to pass? He's a God that keeps His word. Amen. Thank God for the grace of God. I remember where the grace of God has brought me from. Amen. He brought me up, like David said, out of a horrible pit. Amen. My. Amen. He's when my feet stuck in the miry clay. Amen. I'm telling you, I was dead in trespasses and sins, but the grace of God, amen, was able, amen, to pluck me out of that pit. Amen. And His grace brought me from the death, amen, of the Spirit to the life of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That same grace leads me, guides us. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Protects us. Oh, hallelujah. Gives us revelation. Amen. Makes us to know the truth. Amen to God. And walk, amen, above the sin and the sorrow of this world. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God that His grace is greater. It don't matter what the devil said. It don't matter how deep, how many prison bars. It don't matter how many prisoners that He has. Amen. God will break every one of them. He'll loose the captive and set them free. Amen. Jesus said when He's read that scroll of Isaiah, this day is the Scripture fulfilled in your ears. Hallelujah. Right now. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Tonight, that the grace of God He has provided is great enough, is mighty enough, amen, to deliver. Oh, man, whoever will, let them come. Amen. That's why we can preach to anybody in this world, don't matter what they've been. Amen. Where they've been. Amen. How deep in sin they've been. Amen. God's grace is great enough. Amen. I said God's grace is great enough. That devil comes and said, oh, they'll never be delivered. Amen. I got them in too many ways. Amen. My. Let me introduce you to the grace of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. That is able to take the bound, amen, the legions of the world and make them sane, amen, and pure in their right mind. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. The same legion that when Jesus told him, you stay here, the second time He comes back, He finds a whole different country than the one that He went to in the beginning. Amen. Why? Because a man that men said can be done nothing with. Amen. The grace of God has transformed him. Amen. My, to the place that he has become an inspiration. Amen. And mighty change. God's taken somebody the devil said can't be done nothing with. Amen. And he's done a wonderful work with them. My, that, just look at the Apostle Paul. Amen. A man that's dead set against Christ. Amen. But in just a few minutes, God's grace has turned him around. Ooh. Amen. And he's got a whole different mind and a whole different spirit. Amen. And believe you me, the devil's kingdom is in for an assault like it's never, like he never understood was going to happen. Amen. A little man, 4.5 foot tall, bawling and bow-legged. Amen. Filled with the Holy Ghost and the power of God and the grace of God at work is going to assault the kingdom of the devil. Amen. My God in heaven. Woo! He got a high. Glory. Amen to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. For the grace of God. Amen. It don't matter who we are. Amen. It just matters. Amen. Am I going to let God, amen, let have His grace at work in my life? Amen. I can tell you, David, just a ruddy lad. He's just a, amen, a little red-faced boy. Amen. And he just looks puny enough to make everybody angry. Amen. Come on. But I want to tell you something. He's different from the rest of that crowd. What's different about him, Brother Joe? The grace of God is at work in his life. Amen. I can tell you when the grace of God is working, it don't matter how tall that giant is on the other side of the creek. Hello? Amen. I can tell you, because when the grace of God's at work, God revelates a God that makes that giant look like a puny being. Amen. Come on. Everywhere you look in that Bible, amen, the grace of God at work, you see what it produces. Amen. Joshua and Caleb, the grace of God's at work in their life. Amen. They don't have a vision of those Canaanites like that other 10 did. Amen. They got a whole different outlook on life. Come on with me. Hell, glory to God. Amen. I can tell you that if you let the devil, amen, hinder the grace of God, you'll out, he'll make your enemies look so big. All you'll do is be filled with fear. Amen. Come on. But he said he hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Believe you me, that's the mind of Christ. That's the mind where the grace of God's at work. Amen. That's the spirit where God's grace is working. Amen. Mind. God's given us revelation. Woo! Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. You, if we can see God, amen, I'm going to tell you, the more we behold God, the littler the devil gets. Amen. I thought about Brother MacDonald. Said he was in the church one night, had all most of the lights off, and he's praying. Said he felt something come in the door of that church. Turn around and look, a big hideous creature. Amen. And he said, I got to praying. Amen. And said, the more I prayed, the bolder I got. Amen. Said, God got on me and said, turn around and speak to him. Amen. Said, I began to speak to that thing. Amen. My. And he said, the more I spoke to it, amen, the littler it got. Amen. Until while it turned into a little critter and it run out that door. Amen to God. Come on with me. That devil bows and puffs. Amen. But he ain't no match. Amen. For Jehovah. Amen. He ain't no match for a child of God that the grace of God's at work in their life. Amen. The Word of God tells us what the limitations of the devil. Amen. He shall, what did he say concerning Christ? He shall bruise his heel. Come on. All he can be is a little bit of a nuisance. Hello. But he said, what's going to happen the other way around? He's going to bruise his head. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Through the grace of God, we can deliver the death blow to the enemy of our soul.